Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
So we've got the whole situation with James Franklin leaving Penn State. He was able to say goodbye to the players, and they said that was very emotional the other day, talking with them. The athletic director yesterday talked to the media about what had happened. Pat Kraft, you know, had praise for Drew Aller as well, got very emotional when talking about him. And he talked about the timing being right to make a change, and even talked about what he's looking for in a new coach. And we played that last hour. You can use the Odyssey app to go back there.
Well, I was going to play because we're going to get to one of the candidates people are saying is out there. And I feel like there's a budding love connection, may already be a love connection, that, as far as I know. This is Pat Kraft saying about what the next coach has to be. And then we're going to go to the guy who I think it may
who
be.
Who some people are thinking. Yeah.
This is what Pat Kraft said about the next coach.
This person has to fit Penn State. They need to represent the toughness, the blue-collar work ethic, and the class that defines this institution.
Now let's go over to Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule, who once coached at Temple, was the NFL's coach for the Charlotte, whatever the heck they are. They lose all the time. Anyway, he's in Nebraska now. This is what Matt Rhule said.
He was from Penn State, right?
Yeah, he explains his love of Penn State.
I love Penn State. Met my wife there. It's my alma mater. Fan since I was born. I think probably had a Penn State shirt when I was born. I love Pat Kraft. And really sad to see Coach Franklin go. You know, when you think about what he did for my alma mater, you know the program was in peril, right? I mean, the players, if people remember, like the historic sanctions, you could transfer out, you could do whatever you want. Bill O'Brien comes in, stabilizes it for 2 years. James takes over a program in disarray and gives stability, excellence, and to see videos of people like yelling at his kids, and like I just don't understand why in our country now coaches are villains. Like
he goes on to then basically talk about how much he loves being in Nebraska,
right?
And how he came there to do something, and how he's doing it, and then ends with this. But back to Penn State,
I love that place. I love Pat. I love James Franklin. Sad that came to an end. I wish him the absolute best, but I'm really happy here and excited to get going this week on Minnesota.
But it seems like when the guy's like, he needs to be one of us, he's like, I'm one of you.
Right, right. No, right.
I just live in Nebraska
look,
now.
There's some real strong feelings also from some folks who are like, that's James Franklin 2.0. I've heard similar comments to that as well. Why would you? I guess the thinking from some is this was a big move, right? This is a big move to remove James Franklin, possibly have to pay, $50 million in a buyout.
Yeah.
And are you going to do it for a Matt Rhule? That's what some people are wondering. We wait to see, right? Terry Smith is the interim coach. And, he was even, when asked, Pat Kraft was asked, would you consider Terry Smith? And he said, absolutely. Now, obviously, a lot is going to be said about what happens with the season moving forward, which is a very, very tough job. That is going to have to be done now with a backup quarterback. Someone who knows a lot about Penn State is former Lackawanna County Commissioner Matt McGloin. quarterback for Penn State, had played, I believe, a little bit under Paterno and then Bill O'Brien, right?
That was before doing,
back in 2012.
Before doing 1/16th of a season as government people here. He just dropped
anyway, out. He put out a statement, and a rather lengthy one, to which some people were like, listen, that's pretty long. But anyway, it's been shared by a number of folks, though. And he talks about Penn State football meaning something. It's not just a team. It's not just a game. It's a way of life. It's pride, toughness, the kind of belief that doesn't fade when things get hard. For generations, this program was built on heart, on grit, blue-collar work ethic, the idea that nothing gets handed to you. You earn it every yard, every win, every ounce of respect. And then he goes on to say, I've been in that locker room. I've stood in that tunnel. I've heard 110,000 fans screaming when we take the field. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it in the world. That energy, that unity, that pride, that's who we are. Right now, it's time we remember that. So his post here, and I'm going to read some more of it, is more about, and I think I'm feeling this out there from the fans, is now about rallying together for this season. He says, right now, it's time we remember that. It's time we come together, not divided, but united. This is a moment to get behind our team, to support our players, and to remind the college football world what Penn State football stands for. We've been here before. We've faced adversity. We've been doubted. And every single time we've stood tall, because that's what this place does. We respond. We fight. We rise. This program was built by generations of men who refused to quit. And that spirit still lives here today. It's in our players, our fans, our alumni, and every single person who's ever yelled "We are" with pride in their voice. So let's light that fire again. Let's stand with our players. Let's show the nation that Penn State pride doesn't waver. It grows stronger when tested, because our story isn't finished. Our best days are still in front of us. And when we come together, when we believe, when we fight, when we lead, there's nothing we can't do. And then he says, we are Penn State. So I think that that is something that a lot of people are feeling right now and saying, look, you know, this is a time of change. I believe Terry Smith, the interim coach, even said at that time, you know, they asked him about the recruits, some of the recruits that are decommitting or open to others. And he even said at that time, to be honest with you, right now, I'm more worried about the guys in my locker room right now than I am about next year. And he wants people to get behind the players at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot being made about, I guess, the entire 2027 recruiting class has stepped back. But that's 2 years away. And with the way the transfer portal, you know, it works now, a new coach could come in and literally bring players from their college. And, you know,
anything could happen.
It's much different than it was. It
certainly is.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.